Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Oops. This portion of the show, once that music goes away, is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're joined today by Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I've had lots of questions on my mind, though, and you would be the one to ask. And so I want to kick this off with this one question. With the AR-15s that you know of that are in circulation, and I mean, there's some that are really high-end and there's some that are entry-level, what do you think would be their lifespan if they were used on a regular basis constantly, like the rifles they're handing out into Ukraine right now?
Well, I mean, as kind of everything, I mean, same thing as cars, you know, you have the highest end car or the lowest end car. It's just kind of how you maintain it and how much care and attention you provide to when a problem presents itself or prior to it presenting itself. So, I can't foresee there being a level of firearm, AR related at least. I know they're handing out Mosin Nagants as well. But, as far as ARs go, it doesn't really matter the level of cost necessarily, as long as it was assembled with quality parts to begin with by a knowledgeable person and then maintained accordingly. There's no reason it can't last and outlast the person holding it.
So for someone that might be going out into a environment where they're not going to hear as or not going to they're not going to have somebody they're going to be able to turn to in order to maintain their weapon. So with an AR-15, what would you recommend that if somebody has to go out into the field, so to speak, and we know we're not coming back for a month, 2 months, sort of like these guys are right now. I don't know what their supply chain is like. I don't know what their logistics are like. If we're going to go out there, what would we want to carry in the way of maintenance, and what would we want to carry in the way of spare parts? What do we want to carry?
Certainly you're going to want to have some kind of, bore snake or a collapsible bore cleaning rod of some nature. The rod, I would say, is a preferable one to have just because if something were to get stuck in your bore, you'd be able to punch it out. So it's kind of a dual purpose, but a bore snake does just fine as far as keeping it clean and operable. And on that note, keeping your muzzle out of the dirt, rock free and debris free is obviously very important
right.
When you go to take that shot. So just ensuring that the bore is clean and clear of any obstructions. Knowing how to basic field strip your rifle, remove bumper tube, you're just the actual bumper itself in the spring. Make sure that stays debris free, especially if there's like a lot of moisture. You want to look at that stuff. picture all the parts that move when you pull it out. The whole inside of the bolt carrier moves free and doesn't get jammed up. And then, you know, a high-quality lubricant obviously is going to help. And one that has a dual-purpose rust protectant would be good, just that way you're not having to carry multiple solvents with you. But, yeah, just your basic cleaning kit, nothing that you can't fit inside of a small box or a small pouch inside your plate carrier or your rucksack or whatever it is that you're carrying. But, yeah, just making sure that it stays dry from unnecessary moisture, but lubricated with proper solvents. That would definitely be the key to that.
So I guess the other question would be, like, the level that I was taught to clean the AR or the M16 when I was in the military, is that sufficient? Is that a sufficient level of understanding how to break the gun down and keep it clean?
It is, and the reason for that is if you start going much past that, you're starting to deal with little pins and little screws and stuff that are really hard to replace in the field if you strip it out or lose it.
Right.
So, you know, it is kind of taught to the lowest common denominator for a reason. But that's not to say that you shouldn't have someone, if you can, with you that is capable of a higher level of service. You know, whether it's an armor or someone of that nature, maybe they carry some extra screws and pins and whatnot, just in case something does have to be replaced. You know, it's always good to have some extra bolts or bolt carriers with you, because sometimes just changing that out can solve a lot of problems as well. So, you know, if I were to be in that scenario, I would definitely make sure that myself or someone I was with had access to or supply of all that extra critical furniture, if you will, for the firearms that we were using.
Yeah. I have three Spikes guns, and of the three Spikes guns I have, including the one with the Roman helmet,
Crusader?
Yeah, the Crusader. I have never had a stoppage in that, which is that's a big thing, to not have a stoppage. I've never had a round get caught in the breech. I've never had it get sticky in the breech and have a failure to extract. Is that due more to the ammo I'm using, or is that due more to the engineering of that particular, of your particular gun?
You know, I think it'd be kind of silly to say that it's one thing or the other.
Right.
Necessarily. It's kind of a totality of the circumstances, right? Like, if you use I like using cars as an example, just because they are, you know, a pretty good example of engineering and whatnot, but, you know, you have the highest end car and you throw the junkiest gas in it, it's probably not going to perform quite as well. So it's the same thing with ammo and firearms. And, you know, I can speak to ourselves, and, you know, I know every part that comes in that has a spec to it gets checked for that spec. And then when it's assembled, it's quality controlled by at least two people, if not three or four, depending on what the build is or what the part is. So, you know, it really does come down to quality control across the board, whether you're machining the parts yourselves, getting them from vendors, the assembly process. It just takes one person or a little bit of oversight to not care so much to let a piece pass through that shouldn't pass through, and then, you know, the whole system kind of out of whack. So it really does. It is kind of everything from the ammunition that you're using to the parts that the weapon was assembled with and who it was assembled by.
Well, I guess it kind of, the other thing that I was just thinking about, in that setting, you're going to be shooting whatever kind of ammo you have or can find or gets issued or whatever. So I guess at that point, the maintenance of the firearm and the way it was put together in the first place comes into play a little bit more. But like I said, my range ammo is basically garbage, 55 grain, just regular old boat tail stuff. And I have no issues with that. I would have no issue running down, you know, running out the door with it. I'm still looking for some 75 grain to go in this DMR I've gotten hold of.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, that would be my ideal carry weapon now.
For sure.
Because I'm not a runner anymore.
Not to cut you off or backtrack at all, but, you know, it is another good idea when you do get issued a piece of equipment or...
Hold that thought. Hold that right there, Nick. We'll pick that up on the other side. Talking to Nick Gall from Spikes Tactical. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are talking to Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical, and you were just about to tell me something, so please do.
Yeah, no, I just kind of gonna caveat on our little piece there about the ammunition and gear selection, but it's important that if you're assembling the rifle yourself or getting it from a manufacturer that you're aware of kind of the spec to which they're doing their timing with the gas system and the buffer weights and whatnot, because sometimes if you run into some manufacturers who like to tune that so it shoots super soft with a cartridge, but then you start trying to switch up cartridges, whether it's bullet weight or powder charge or whatever, and then the gun doesn't want to function quite as well because it was tailored to that one specific. So just run a bunch of stuff through it and just make sure that there's no malfunctions with, you know, a handful of different types of ammo if you have access to them.
Right. So insofar as, like, my Spikes guns, I would have no issue taking them out there, and I would go out there with them with a high degree of confidence as to their reliability. Is that going to be the same for everybody out there? I mean, the answer has to be no, but I wonder to what degree. I wonder how much, like, if you get something that's a little less expensive, a little less higher end, and you get, is there anything you can do to mitigate what might be those shortcomings? Because I've always thought mil-spec means we intend for it to break, but we got the parts.
Yeah, and, you know, you could throw in any mil-spec part from anybody. That's kind of like adult Legos, kind of. It doesn't matter if it came from your Lego box or someone else's, it should fit as long as it's the same mil-spec, right?
Right.
You know, it's tough to see just on the surface. You know, if you pull out a bolt carrier and you try to pull on the bolt, pull it in and out, you see how it cycles, is it a little sticky or whatnot. Yeah, it may wear in, it may help with some lubricant on it of some sort, but, you know, if it's sticky, it's probably machined a little wonky, a little on the chintzy side, if you will. You can just kind of tell the quality when you look and feel and use it. And, you know, that's kind of the biggest thing I tell people is, like, don't buy something for game day. You know, you're not going to go out there on the biggest day of your life running to the Olympics and throw on new shoes, right? So get something, train with it, identify weak spots, identify if it's running into some malfunctions. I have a friend going through it right now with an AR 6.5 Creedmoor. It's been nothing but problems from the start, and we really can't figure it out. We just know that something's not right. We have an idea of what it is, but it's nothing that you would have been able to tell when you bought it off the shelf. So it's tough without actually just running them for all they're worth to tell, you know, when you're going to run into problems and what's going to cause it.
So in terms of all of this stuff, with an AR-15, I'm going to presume that all of the things that you can put on it, because it is like a set of Legos, I'm going to presume that none of that stuff is going to mess up the way the gun operates itself unless it gets involved in the innards of the gun.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing you could kind of externally add, I guess you could say, and it's external, kind of internal, is like an adjustable gas block. We're noticing kind of the prevalence of those increasing just as people are adding suppressors and whatnot as well. They're getting adjustable gas blocks to be able to tune their gun a little bit. So if you're not really, you know, aware of exactly how that specific gas block functions, then we notice people kind of go down the rabbit hole the wrong way and they're just kind of chasing their tail to fix it. So,
right.
But yeah.
Does it come down to simplicity? Is simplicity king with an AR-15?
You know, I like a hammer. A hammer is a pretty simple tool. You can do quite a few different things to use it differently, but I like to keep it pretty simple. You know, I don't like to skeletonize things or try to reduce weight here and there. If a few ounces on the gun make or break my ability to carry it, it seems as though I'm the problem to me. So yeah, just run them for how they're built. I feel like there's so many more issues found when people try to frank and gun things together versus buying.
Did I lose you?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah.
So
I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's radio. You got to be able to hang with those unplanned dramatic things. I guess my other question would be, in the event that somebody would find themselves in a prolonged moment where they would be out there and they were on their own or they were with a group of people or anything else, with the AR-15, do you need to do anything to protect it from the elements besides lubricate it?
You shouldn't have to. I mean, in the way that they are designed and the coatings that are applied to the receiver sets and the rails and all of the parts that go inside, you shouldn't have to. Keeping it clean and oiled is really all that it should require, honestly. If you're noticing, you know, still getting rust or wear and tear that's outside of common usage, then obviously that's a bigger problem than something you're going to be able to maintain in the field or back in your, you know, in your shop. So, again, it boils down to quality parts. You know.
I keep looking at my setups that I have, and I'm definitely going out the wind door with the DMR. I'll just take whatever I've got. I don't know. I wonder about these things simply because I've been in the field for a prolonged period of time, and I was a cold warrior. And every time we dropped the weapon, well, of course, we would clean it. It was like sacrilege. Oh, my God, I dropped my weapon. We would pick it up, and, you know, I would knock everything off of it, and that night I would make sure that I gave it a good cleaning. But then I never encountered things like mud. I never encountered a thing where I had to, you know, and I was in commo too. I was in communications, but the radio I ran and the tracked vehicle that it was sitting in was so strong. We basically would have to have keyed it and ran because the signal was so strong it could be triangulated in 4 seconds, and we figured it'd probably get blown out of the grid.
Right.
So we were abandoning ship. Send that message and run. And look and see what happened with it and everything else. And in those moments, I was carrying something like an M60, which is so big and has such a tolerance. And when we're talking about tolerance, we're talking about it's loose. It's not really tightly fitted. We'll pick this up on the other side. I'm talking to Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden warned at the NATO summit in Brussels that a food shortage is imminent following the effect of sanctions levied against Russia coming to pass.
So talk about food shortages, and it's going to be real. The price of these sanctions is not just imposed upon Russia. It's imposed upon an awful lot of countries as well, including European countries and our country as well. And because both Russia and Ukraine have been the breadbasket of Europe in terms of wheat, for example.
Arizona, Oklahoma, and Kentucky all passed bills that would ban transgender youth from participating in girls' sports, the latest in a flurry of state legislation by Republicans on a heated election year issue. In addition to the Republican-sponsored Save Women's Sports Act, Arizona lawmakers passed legislation that would prohibit physicians from providing gender-affirming surgery to minors. This is USA Radio News. Teachers in Minneapolis reached a tentative agreement to end a more than two-week strike over pay and other issues that stopped 29,000 students and around 4,500 educators and staff in one of Minnesota's largest school districts. The Union for Teachers and Support Staff planned to announce details later this weekend, but the union said it achieved what it sought when its members walked off the job March 8th when they were unable to agree on a contract with district leaders. United States Representative Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska was convicted on charges that he lied to federal authorities about an illegal $30,000 contribution to his campaign from a foreign billionaire at a 2016 Los Angeles fundraiser. A federal jury in L.A. deliberated about 2 hours before finding the nine-term Republican guilty of concealing information and two counts of making false statements to authorities. Fortenberry was charged after denying to the FBI that he was aware he had received illicit funds from a Nigerian billionaire of Lebanese descent. This is USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Singular. Talking to Nick Goff from Spike's Tactical. Talking about tolerances, we were fading away. Tolerance is something that comes with age, I presume. But with the AR-15, how much tolerance do we want it to have?
Yeah, you know, there's the book answer of, well, as long as it's within mil-spec, then it should keep, you know, running like a sewing machine, right?
Right.
But again, it kind of boils down to when you originally got that gun or that part that was in mil-spec, which end of mil-spec was that? Was that on the tighter end or was it on the ragged edge of being out of spec? Because certain parts are going to wear, and when they wear, does that put that now out of spec? So, you know, I personally like to see things a little bit on the tighter side of things.
Right.
Tighter to me, maybe because of my background, you know, corresponds and correlates to precision and consistency and repeatability, and that's what's important to me. But on that end as well, if it does wear, it's still going to wear to within mil spec or within whatever tolerance is set for it. So I personally would prefer something on a little bit tighter end, obviously not so extreme that it has a hard time fitting, but if I had to pick or choose which polar end of that, I would definitely go towards the tighter end of tolerance.
Well, I imagine if you begin to think that maybe that's an issue, that you probably need to have somebody with a. I don't even know what the tool would be, but to measure how everything is fitting and measure what everything's looking like, which is probably a pretty small measurement to gather.
Yeah, I mean, as long as the gun is head spacing properly, that's kind of like the all-encompassing most important one, but, you know, that's definitely going to dictate the operation of that firearm's efficiency if a gun's out of an easy, super easy thing to check. You can buy headspace gauges on Amazon, you know, and have those in your toolkit. So, you know, I typically have a headspace gauge for every kind of gun I have a headspace gauge for it, so I can always check that. You know, for me, the $40-$50 spent on those total is well worth the peace of mind to be able to check that whenever I want. But
sure,
any good reputable gun shop or manufacturer in your area, you should be able to bring that into, and they can check the bolt face, make sure that that's in spec, and again, all the headspace and timing and stuff like that. So
that kind of stuff. Now, let's shift a little bit, because once a year, because I've been a good boy, I get a gun from Spikes Tactical.
Yes, sir.
And I think the last time you were on, we discussed what the gun should be, and you made a recommendation to me. So my question is, how would that, because we're talking about in 300 blackout, which I presume mm-hmm. means that we would have to have 300 blackout ammo to go with that. How would a gun like that fare in an environment like this, do you think? Or would it matter? I mean, 300 blackout, no. I don't know that much about the caliber, to be honest with you.
For sure. Yeah, no, I mean, as far as the actual platform, it's going to have the same exact sustainability as any kind of AR platform. All the pieces and parts are the same, just chambered differently. So, yeah, again, at that point, it boils down to ammo availability, and that's obviously a big thing when you're possibly getting into a sustained conflict for who knows how long, right?
Right.
How much ammo surplus do you have for that? You know, the nice thing about that, though, is you can always swap barrels out and be good to go and run 5.56. So, you know, again, that's not a whole lot of tools that are required to do something of that nature. So, I think the biggest thing and recommendation is be active and go out and learn how to work on your stuff. You know, go
right.
Go learn how to identify it's doing this. What could it possibly be? And again, like you said, you don't really get that necessarily in the military, depending on where you are.
Right.
You get that 30,000 foot view. So take the initiative and go take an armorer's course, or go to your local gun shop and talk to the gunsmith or whatever. The more you know about your stuff, the higher your rate of survivability is in the long run.
Well, I've been looking for a reason besides sticking my nose in your business to come down to Florida and film at Spikes Tactical. And so when this gun is built, do you think it might be possible to come down there and have somebody there give me a quick block of instruction on how to deal with this should things go sideways?
I would highly recommend doing that. You know, it's obviously not feasible in the volume in which, you know, we push out guns, but, you know, in the case where you're buying it from your local gun shop or whatever, yeah, by all means, have them take the time and talk you through it, show you how to field strip it or point out things that are potential wear spots and things you should keep an eye on. But yeah, I mean, if you come down, I'm sure we could walk you through from taking the receiver set out of the warehouse to, you know, test firing. So even zero it right there in the back for you, or with you, even in that case. So,
but with this gun, if I wanted to, I could take it and I could throw another upper on it and it would work?
Yeah. Yep. You can literally have two uppers standing by and switch out if you need to.
So that's interesting. I was a little worried about this. I was going to go through with it. I want to see what this would do. I'll find somebody's got 300 blackout ammo. And you know, this one's going to be set up to carry a can too, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you know, go through that process, get the can for it. Then it becomes overcast, right? Huh?
You've also seen it, too. Right now, with the ammo situation the way it is, today you can get boatloads of 300 blackout. Tomorrow you can't get any. Tomorrow you can get boatloads of 5.56. You know, today you can't.
Right.
So it's not a bad idea to have a couple of options out there.
I'll be able to start buying some now if I can find some. Yeah. probably ought to do that. But yeah, that's going to be the thing I'm going to be looking at, trying to find some ammo for it, and plus figuring out what kind of an upper I could throw on top of that. What length is that barrel going to be?
I'm not sure exactly what you sized it on, but usually we do like an 8.7.
Yeah. So yeah. If I had an... Okay, so I need to get me a 8.7-inch upper built and just keep laying around here, because this is going to be in a pistol configuration, right?
Yes, sir.
I can just throw it on there. So that's cool. That's good to think about. I'll be doing that. In the meantime, I'm looking for the 300 blackout ammo. What do you think about the... I think I got time. Maybe I got time. What do you think? You know what? I'm going to ask you the question. You think about it. I need to do a little selling for spikes here real quick. But in the next segment, what do you think about the round that is the 300 blackout? For those of you out there that are interested in looking at spikes, go to spikestactical.com. The weapons they build, these are not just pretty faces. They have a distinct look. I can look at a spikes gun and pretty much call it, depending on the muzzle device and maybe the rail. But all of that translates into absolute shooting heaven. They got one muzzle device that the gun just doesn't move. And now it's coming out. They've got some that look bigger and meaner and better looking, but I always go for the standard one because it just runs so good. SpikesTactical.com, talking to Nick Goff from Spikes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. I am speaking with Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical. We've been discussing guns out in the field and everything else if something like this were to happen. And you know that there'd probably be a bunch of stuff dropped in the event that something like this happened, because they did a nice little poll, and 60% of Democrats would run if we were invaded.
Well, I mean, I guess we'll flush up on this and carry on.
Anyway.
Maybe they have to block out for you.
So, maybe they would drop some. Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. As far as the 300 blackout, what do you think about it is around? I have always thought that whichever genius came up with it was trying to get some sort of like 7.62 something comparable to that out of that. What are the strengths of that round and what are the weaknesses?
So a lot of the hoopla and the hype around it when it was first being kind of developed and when it was released was about over penetration. So a lot of 223/556 complaints are that it, you know, the little laser beam, and it just goes right through things and over penetrates in a home defense type of scenario. That's obviously not good. So a lot of it was, you know, knockdown power out of a rifle platform without too much potential for over penetration. So that's why, you know, it is a much bigger projectile, moving a little bit slower. So it fits its purpose. I mean, the nice part is you can truly make it a subsonic. You know, you can't do that with 5.56. So you have that as well, and we were talking, you know, are you going to put your grill on in a self-defense situation? Probably not, right? So it saves the ears a little bit, too, when being run in a potential self-defense situation. Every round that comes out, and if you're so deep in the industry, you see it, there's a new hot round coming out, it seems like, weekly. You know, the 8.6 this, or the 193 point whatever version 2, like, it's always something. And, you know, to their defense, it's always great that there's innovation and people kind of push the envelope and find that perfect application for it. And everything does have its own application, so I think it's a matter of just sitting back and understanding what you're looking for out of a platform and then deciding if that projectile or that cartridge fits the need. You know, you're not going to take a 300 blackout and be like, this is my 800-yard gun. Like, that's just not going to be the case. But your truck gun, where if you get into a defense situation, it's going to probably be under 100 yards. Suppressed is a high sought-after quality in that regard. It fits the bill for that. So, you know, it really just boils down to, do you need a Swiss Army knife or do you need a drawer full of knives?
Okay. What about range? Does it have a longer range? I know that in Iraq and Afghanistan, one of the things they were complaining about was that the Op-4 was using a longer reaching round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely not a long range round for me. Is it capable of it? Of course, you can launch a piece of metal into space with an explosion, and it's going to come down somewhere a long ways away. But how consistently and predictably is it going to do that? A 300 blackout is not that round. I mean, you can definitely get hits at distance, but it's not something where I would want my life or my friend's life depending on that shot. So it's definitely your mid-range to close-range knockdown type of round.
Well, I mean, my eyes are 61 years old, Nick, and so they see as good as most 61-year-old eyes would see. So unless I have some sort of a high-end optic, I'm probably not going to be able to see good enough, even with a decent red dot. 1-4 is not going to be good enough. All that stuff being equal, with an AR-15 type, you should see the... Have I sent you a picture of the DMR?
I think you did, like, the very first time that you were talking about it. I think you did.
That thing has an optic on it that I should be able to pick up the lunar modules that are left on the moon with that thing. That thing has a serious optic. But it's a bigger gun. And do you think with an optic, with like a pistol-configured AR of whatever caliber it is, do you think you can get an optic that is really just honestly too big for the gun?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, at the end of the day, too, you need to understand the capabilities of that gun. If the optic is capable of seeing well past...
And we lost him again. Of course, that's just fun stuff there.
Hello?
I'm here.
I could hear you the whole time.
Yeah. You were saying?
No, I was just saying that, you know, you can have the largest magnified optic mounted on the gun, but if the gun's not able to effectively and consistently engage out of the distance you can see, then really what's the point?
Well, I look at this stuff, and I guess with that, you just be looking at your hits falling short. When you're talking, but you'd be able to see those really good.
For sure. Now, I mean, there's also the magnified optic has a dual purpose. Yes, it's obviously for engaging, but it could also be for observation.
Yes.
Positively identifying what you're looking at.
Yes.
Reporting what you're seeing to units and other people of your team that are capable of reaching out to that distance. So it's not useless. It's just, is it, you know, necessary, I guess, boils down to the application.
I'm looking forward to shooting this thing. I have shot one that somebody else has built before that had, I think, like a 7-inch barrel with a can on it. And, I mean, it was beautiful. It had subsonic ammo. It sounded like somebody was spitting while it was going off. I shot it without a set of Air Pro on.
Yeah, and that's a nice quality to be able to have.
when you get a gun with a can on it, do you try to get them to where you can take them off if you need to, or do you like to kind of just screw on and you just leave them there? Because, like, with a gun this size, I'm thinking that I could just leave it on there forever.
Yeah, I typically like a direct thread mounting solution just because I like to confirm zero once I've added the suppressor. Once I've zeroed it to that, I prefer just to leave it if I can. And now your higher end suppressors are going to have a very, very limited, minimal point of impact shift on a zero, whether you take it on or off. When you put it back on, it should be pretty darn close. But yeah, if you can just leave it on, that's definitely preferred.
That would probably make it about, how are we talking 6-7 inches for a can?
Roughly, yeah. I mean, there's some companies now offering, you know, the 3-inch mini can. At that point, I just haven't seen any with enough noise reduction to really desperate for it at that point. It's just kind of silly.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, it's each their own. If it's your application, then so be it.
That's interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing this gun when it comes out and everything else. And I will send you a picture of this with this gigantic optic on it, just in case you forgot. But are you guys going to NRA?
Are we going where?
To the NRA show in Houston.
I don't know, to be honest with you.
I think Cole told me that you were not.
Well, then I heard it from you first.
I don't remember. Yeah, I would double check that with Cole. But if you when you're double checking that with him, please remind him that I would like something to put on my wall for the background for all the video that I shoot, especially when it's one of your products.
Well, I know we ordered some banners for you.
Okay.
And I believe they came in. I'm not sure exactly what sizes they ordered, but I know there was a pretty good range of sizes.
Outstanding. Spikes Tactical, this is a company that makes a gun that is within range of everybody. They make them for all budgets. All of their guns are hard. And when I say hard, I mean you can take them out and you're not going to, just normally carrying the gun and doing stuff, and, unless you throw it into a metal shredder, it's going to withstand it. Thank you for joining me tonight. Be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.